for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
That's me. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. And we are Gulf Coast Nutrition. If you've just been joining us, you don't know who we are yet. We actually have a store in Palm Harbor, Florida, on the corner of Alderman Road and Alt 19 called Gulf Coast Nutrition. We'd love to see you there. And speaking of the store, we still have the great, great sale going on this month. The BOGO sale, buy one, get one free on some awesome items.
Still goes through to the end of the month, till August 31st.
Right. So if you have not been in the store yet, you still have time to take advantage of this sale and get some of these items. And that's going to be the Amazing Grass Tangerine Green Immunity Superfood. And I like this product because it has a lot of the mushrooms in it.
But it doesn't have a mushroom taste. It tastes,
no,
it has a tangerine taste. It's great.
Right, right. No, it doesn't have a mushroom taste.
Right.
Right. But buy one, get one free. You'll save $30 on that. And then we've got Mega Food, One Daily Multiple, the Gaia Turmeric Supreme Extra Strength. Turmeric is wonderful. Of course, Superior B12 by Country Life, Garden of Life Raw Calcium, $46.30 you'll save on that product. That's amazing. CoQ10, 100 milligrams by now. Nature's Way Coconut Oil, 32-ounce coconut oil. Buy one, get one free. Jarrow, branched chain amino acids, and the Solaray Focus for Children. Back to school. Your kids are back to school by this time, so that Focus for Children should be in their daily supplement box.
And Brenda B., you know, do you realize if you bought one of every one of these BOGOs, you'd probably save over $400?
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, somewhere
that's
between $300
and
$400.
Plus, we have our other August specials going on. There's still 20% off all of the plant fusion proteins, 35% off all Natrol melatonin, and 30% off all Doctor's Best brand supplements, the entire line.
I love
line.
That melatonin for getting the sleep at night. That's,
yes,
that is just
very
great.
Important.
Absolutely.
And you know, I wanted to talk a bit today about food sensitivities versus food allergies. And there's a difference.
Yes, tell me.
Well, you know, a food allergy, most people will say I'm allergic to something, but a true food allergy triggers a very fast-acting antibody response in the body, an antibody called IgE, which binds to the food and causes an acute histamine reaction. So this is going to be something like if you were allergic to peanuts or shellfish, where if you come into contact with that, you have that type of severe allergic reaction, which could be quite an emergency
so
situation.
So you know right away. You realize
it
right away.
Usually your throat swells up, your hands, you know, you have trouble breathing. You can go into anaphylaxis. So, you know, it can be a very, very life-threatening situation. You have to stay away from those foods at all costs. And then there's also, you know, a food intolerance. Now, you usually know as you get through childhood whether you're allergic to something. So, and you know to stay away from it. A lot of kids are allergic to peanuts, and they have to stay away from that, you know, like I said, at all costs. Food intolerance or sensitivity
is different.
It's different, and it can be called intolerance or sensitivity, but that it triggers a slower acting antibody and a slower acting immune response, an antibody called IgG, and the symptoms could be anywhere from a half hour after you eat a certain food up to all the way up to like 72 hours after you eat a certain food. So that can make it difficult to figure out what
caused it in the first place. Yeah.
Right. It can make very difficult to determine what foods you're sensitive to because the symptoms also vary widely. I mean, and they can affect all different areas of your body if you're sensitive to certain foods. And it can be in the skin. I mean, if you're experiencing like itching or rashes or bumps or hives or anything like that, it could be something that you're eating even up to 72 hours before.
But it's different for different people. Some people will get a reaction on the skin. Other people may get a stuffy nose. Other people may get something with their breathing
right.
or their throat. So it's hard to pinpoint exactly what it is sometimes. But what is the way to do that then?
Well, testing, and we'll get into that to see how to do that. But yeah, not only the skin, the respiratory system, like you said, like coughing, asthma, nasal congestion, just a runny nose, sinus infections can all be due to what you're eating. And of course, it can affect the GI system, like with people who have IBS. It's a huge contributing factor to IBS is food sensitivity.
So instead of the irritation coming through the sinuses or the throat or on the skin, you're getting it in the intestine.
Right. Yeah. And the food, you know, we have this intestinal tract that's supposed to separate us from the food like that we're eating as far as getting directly into the bloodstream. You know, and we break down the food and we absorb the nutrients, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But with food sensitivities, something has gone wrong. You're responding, your body is responding to that food as if it's a bad thing.
A foreign invader.
So you're getting that immune response. Other things can be headaches, people who have a lot of migraines, joint pain and swelling, fatigue, even just plain stomach pain. It can all be due to your body recognizing this food as a foreign matter. And it's mostly the proteins in food that your body can recognizes that way. But it could also be a lack of enzymes that your body has, such as the case with dairy. With lactose intolerance, a lot of people know about that. And they know they have this reaction to dairy. And it's because they're lacking the enzyme that's needed to break down that lactose. So they take an enzyme that helps them do that. But a lot of times it's the protein in the foods, like with your wheat. Okay, you're reacting to that protein in the food.
And you can end up with
respiratory or skin outbreaks.
Well,
that's how it affects me. If I eat wheat or anything that has that protein gluten or gliadin is what it's really called, I get respiratory issues. I start coughing and wheezing as if I have bronchitis.
But it's simple when you react to one particular food, because then you recognize after a little while, that's the one. Oh, every time I ate that, that's the one. But if you have sensitivities to multiple foods and you're eating foods where things cross over, it's very difficult sometimes to figure out what caused that. Because I ate something that had 6, 7, 10 different ingredients. I didn't know which one caused the problem.
Absolutely. It can be a little difficult to pinpoint. And some people react to foods that have tyramine in them. And that's going to be like fermented cheese and beer and even raspberries. Okay, here you are thinking that you're eating really, really well, raspberries, and you're having these symptoms, especially migraines, can be due to those type of foods. Chocolate, avocado, beer. Yeah. Did I say beer?
Yes, beer. And I know some people that actually get reactions when they drink beer in their sinuses and other things like that. I've seen
it. And that can be from the wheat, too, that's in beer. Yeah. But you can react to preservatives and additives. But so you can react to a lot of different things in the foods. And the problem is that the longer you go on eating these foods, because we tend to eat the same type of foods over and over and over again. And so you tend to get this reaction going in your body. And one of the things that they do, along with stimulating that immune response, is they start to irritate the intestinal lining. That response starts to irritate. And you start getting irritation all the way from the stomach lining all the way down to the large intestine. And that can really set in a whole cascade of problems at that point.
And we're not just talking about Crohn's disease here or something. We're talking about just sensitivities to different foods where your intestinal tract will just start the bells and whistles, the alarms go off. And in some cases, it can be mild to one food, but very severe to another food and hard to detect unless you get some testing that tells you what's going on.
Right, exactly. And that testing is, you know, all of those food sensitivity profiles. So they can be helpful to determine what it is you're reacting to. And I've seen some people whose shows, you know, foods that they're eating every day, whether it's oatmeal, it can be chicken or, you know, I mean, it can be meats and vegetables. And that's the problem. The longer it goes on, the more irritation that happens in the gut, the more sensitive to more and more foods you become. And it becomes this vicious cycle. So you start reacting to vegetables, you start reacting to herbs.
I saw someone with celery the other day.
Right.
Celery of all things. And it's because the inflammation gotten so out of hand that anything and everything, and you really have to take control of that.
Right, exactly. So you don't want it to get to that point. So if you're experiencing any of these these different type of symptoms.
But, you know, it's interesting. Years ago, I remember things like doctors would say, oh, you'd have to go in, get put on a fast, get everything out of your system, and then slowly introduce one or two foods. But today we have other solutions. There are blood tests that are very simple that can tell you everything you need to know. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back in just a minute. But Brenda B., your tune-up and the website, which is gulfcoastnutrition.com.
And the tune-up is the free supplement tune-up. Come in, make an appointment, just come in with all the supplements that you're currently taking, and we'll help you determine whether you're doubling up on some ingredients, whether you're taking the right things for what you mentioned, whether you're taking high-quality supplements, or you're just wasting some money. We don't want you to do that. We want you to take, you know, spend your money in a very purposefully way. Purposeful way.
So we'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.